Investing is a long journey, often filled with twists and turns before you reach your destination. Unfortunately, the path to safe investing is often littered with traps designed to catch unwary investors. No one wants to be trapped by a fraudulent investment, but unfortunately, con artists are continually searching for ways to separate you from your savings. So how can you forego these fraudsters from the get-go? More today in The Alert Investor, brought to you by NASA, the voice of state and provincial securities regulators. Although NASA members see scores of fraud cases every year, not all investor traps are outright cons. Generally, investor traps are baited with slick sales pitches, promising high returns for little or no risk. But some investors can also be trapped by legitimate investment products that are suitable for some investors, but not all. To help investors avoid the potential pitfalls on the path to safe investing, NASA has developed a list of top 10 investor traps. Here's this year's list in alphabetical order: affinity fraud, foreign exchange trading, internet fraud, investment seminars, oil and gas scams, prime bank schemes, private securities offerings, real estate investment contracts, unlicensed individuals and unregistered products, and unsuitable sales. Now that you've heard what to watch out for, let's highlight a few of those traps and some tips on how to avoid them. Affinity fraud happens when con artists target you based on your association with a religious, ethnic, cultural, or professional group. A con artist typically gains trust with the group and then pulls more people in. But remember, investigate before you invest, no matter who is selling. NASA President Joe Borg.
Find out if these promoters are for real. Your money's real. You certainly don't want to give it to someone who's going to go buy a fancy boat or car with your hard-earned money.
Scammers may also try to snare you while you're surfing on the internet. Be wary of investments being pitched through unsolicited emails, instant messages, and phony websites. Remember, the internet can be a con artist's dream, easy access to you and your money, with no return address if the deal goes sour. You know that one size doesn't fit all. The same is true with investments. Brokers are required to review their customers' financial picture and then recommend investments that make sense for their financial needs. Remember, an investment may be unsuitable for you if it doesn't fit with your age or risk tolerance. With rising oil and natural gas prices, investing in oil and gas products may seem like an easy way to make a quick buck. But traditional and alternative energy products are highly risky and not appropriate for smaller investors. Remember, con artists tend to follow the headlines, and you may be left holding the bag. Be alert to other investor traps, like prime bank schemes. Promoters of these scams offer to let you in on the ground floor of what they claim are elite products only offered to millionaires overseas. But here's the catch. Prime banks do not exist. They only line the pockets of their phony promoters. Remember, often the most sophisticated sounding investments turn out to be nothing more than empty promises. Unlicensed individuals and unregistered products should be a red flag for investors. Anyone selling securities or giving investment advice about securities must be licensed and registered. Remember, carefully check out anyone offering to help you buy or sell securities or providing you investment advice.
The best thing to do before you invest? Check with your state securities regulator. Find out who it is that you are about to turn over your hard-earned money to. And if something goes wrong, don't wait. Call your state securities regulator. They're here to protect you.
To learn more about these investor traps or for tips on becoming a more alert investor, check out our website at nasaa.org. NASA, because every investor deserves protection.